Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How special was this one? Because this had history now that was made at Augusta over the weekend. And I'm not going to lie, Damon, Mike and I were saying this. You know, I happened to be there Sunday, and I think a lot of people were thinking after, Hideki bogey 12 and I think 16, everybody's like, uh-oh, this thing, he might blow this.
Got a little tight, got a little uncomfortable on that second nine. He hit the water on 15, went for that green in two and made a six. And Xander was right there until he hit that 8-iron into the water. But Hideki Matsuyama is a very popular player among his peers. Tiger said 6 years ago that he thought that Hideki would be one of the best players in the world. Took him a little time to break through for his first major championship, but it's a historic win considering he's the first Japanese player ever to win a major in the men's side and the first to win the Masters. It's going to have reverberations throughout Asia. In a time when golf is trying to expand its tent and grow the game.
It is our man Damon Hack with us here after his history made in Augusta, as Carl said. Yeah, I was thinking Shoffley was really going to create some drama, and then obviously the wheels came off on 16, man. If he had it all to do over again, of course. But, man, I mean, that would have changed. I mean, everything, the whole dynamic would have changed. Went right out the window.
It was disappointing as a journalist. And he said he flushed that 8-iron and should have hit a 7-iron with a cut. Instead, he tried to hit an 8-iron with a draw, which is his natural shot shape. But he says he didn't cross his mind to hit the 7-iron. He called it a learning experience. I've talked to two people who insisted he did not flush it, that he might have caught it a little heavy. Maybe it was the pressure of the moment. And maybe after the round, Xander was kind of protecting his confidence by saying that he flushed it and hit the way he wanted to, just didn't have the right club or shot shape. But that was the turning point over the last hour. Once that ball went into the water, basically Hideki was home free.
Zalatoris, the real deal? Is he a guy that we're going to have to see and golf is going to have to deal with here over the next decade or two?
He is. It's funny, guys. I bumped into his uncle at Augusta Airport this morning, and we were reliving all the high points of the week, and he said that his nephew is the real deal. He's not afraid of the big moment. And his favorite quote from the week from Will was that, you know, I'm stupid enough to think I can play in the Masters. I'm stupid enough to think I can win it. And that's really how he carries himself. I asked him during the week, you know, what experience are you going to lean on? And he told me he's going to lean on the experience of having to Monday qualify and play in the mini tours and try to make, you know, 5-for-2 playoff spots, different things in kind of the lower circuit when he was ranked 2,000 in the world. He thought that those experiences would translate to the biggest stage in golf. And you know something, he was right. He did not back down. He played very well for 72 holes. Will probably play the par fives a little bit differently going forward. But he's a young man who a lot of people think has a very bright future. Finished tied for sixth at the U.S. Open at Wingfoot and now a runner-up finish at the Masters. Will Zalatoris is here to stay.
Our man Damon Hack from the Golf Channel here on Dukes and Bell on the WadeFord.com Hotline Atlantis Ford Dealer. More coming up on Braves fans outrage. We'll get into that in the Braves report coming up. But I got to be honest, I was outraged at Justin Rose. Let me take you back to Saturday, Damon, when he decides to not go 4-2, when he can see the leaderboard on 14, as obviously, Moriyama's, I mean, he's doing his thing. I mean, why would you, to lay up and not get a birdie on 13 while everybody's throwing darts drove me crazy for Rose.
The best thing I could tell you about Justin Rose is that he did not completely trust his golf swing. That 65 on Thursday was with smoke and mirrors. He just got back with his old coach, John Foley, at the end of 2020. Basically told us that he was still kind of relearning, incorporating some of the old moves that got him to number one in the world when he won the U.S. Open in 2013, when he won the gold medal in 2016. He decided he wanted to go on his own at the end of 2019 and do things differently in a horrible 2020, which is why he brought Sean Foley back. Huh. It was almost like too soon. He just was not comfortable going for that green, was not in complete control of his golf swing. And I think that the last 36 holes or so, that really bared out. He just did not have the confidence to kind of hang with Hideki and Zalatoris, Jordan Spieth, et cetera, et cetera.
What happened to Rory this week?
Wow, what a great question. You know, Rory missed the cut and did not speak to the media afterwards. Mm. He's had even less time with his new coach, Pete Cowan, who he's brought on board to work with his longtime coach, Michael Bannon. Rory just has no confidence. He was hitting shots wayward that we had not seen from him since, you know, 2011 when he shot 80 right at the Masters. This is someone who, for whatever reason, decided to try to follow Bryson DeChambeau and get longer, even though he was one of the top five driving distance players in the game. His driver is his weapon. When he admitted at the Players' Championship that he was swayed by the siren song of Bryson DeChambeau to try to add 5 to 10 yards, our jaws dropped. We're like,
right. No.
You're one of the best drivers in the history of the game, and you're going to be tempted by Bryson, and now he's got to work his way out of the funk that he's in, all precipitated by trying to add distance. He didn't need it, and now he's got to dig his way out of this hole.
Yeah, we joked around. He was better when he looked like, like Pat from Saturday Night Live. Don't answer that, Damon. It's Damon Hack with us here, guys, talking about the Masters as Hideki Matsuyama makes history. Yeah, man, this one, I mean, where does it stack up? Carl mentioned it, the global reach of golf. We were joking around. How does Srixon not fly him home? The poor guy's got to make a plane change in Chicago to get back to Japan.
I saw that. Yeah, this was not, you know, one of the great back nine duels. This wasn't Tiger and Brooksy and Molinari and Finau. This wasn't Tiger and Phil and David Duval back in 01. This wasn't Jack and Weisskopf and Johnny Miller in 75. This won't be remembered for the incredible shot-making. This is more about what an incredible 2 weeks for the country of Japan when you had Tsubasa Kajitani win the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and then a week later Hideki Matsuyama wins the Masters. So this will be known as an historic week for the land of the rising sun, and a country that is golf crazy will continue to send golfers to the highest level because of the incredible fortnight for Japanese golf. But it won't be recalled as an historic, necessarily shot-making duel that we're so used to seeing. This is more about the global impact that these two victories will have.
I saw somewhere, Damon, and maybe you guys have done the research at the Golf Channel with this, but you win a Masters, and they project that, you know, he's going to make somewhere upwards of potentially $600 million over the next couple of decades. It equals out to about $20 million a year just for winning the Masters because of the prestige it brings and then the money that you now can command. Did you guys ever look into that kind of thing? Because that sounds like a lot of money, but then it makes sense.
Yeah, you know, I was actually having a conversation with Andy North, the two-time U.S. Open champ who works for ESPN. And it was Saturday night, and he pulled me aside and said, Damon, if Hideki Matsuyama wins tomorrow, I predict it'll be worth $1 billion, $1 billion with a B, considering he's the first Japanese player to win a major championship on the men's side, and there's do it at the Masters, where a decade ago, you know, he was the low amateur for having won the Asian Pacific Amateur. There's so many incredible ties to him now at this club. And you know, it was Monday morning in Japan when they were watching Hideki get this done. He had the yellow shirt and the green jacket from an endorsement possibility. And I speak as someone who, you know, knew Arnold Palmer and knew how impactful the umbrella was in Japan and in Asia.
Right.
Hideki Matsuyama, what he did, it is going to pay forward for decades and reverberate for decades to come.
It is our man Damon Hack, guys. More on the Braves coming up here on the Braves Report this hour. We're talking about the Masters just wrapped up. Kiowa next for the PGA Championship, which is going to be awesome. Your boy Spieth, that was your pick to click. He was busy talking to himself again on the back nine, but you think he's got some momentum for the majors, the rest of the majors this year?
I really do. He sees this as part of the process of getting the confidence back. Even though he didn't win He was very happy with the control that he had over his golf ball. He really bemoaned a couple of burnt edges with the putter. But Jordan Spieth is a player to be reckoned with once again. He now is the next man up with the potential to complete the career Grand Slam. Since Rory couldn't do it, Jordan Spieth is one PGA championship short of becoming the sixth player to complete the modern Grand Slam. So he has that in his sights next month. But also, I expect a bounce back for Dustin Johnson, the world number one who missed the cut. Grew up in South Carolina, very familiar with Kiowa. And, of course, Rory McIlroy won by 8 shots at 2012 PGA, the last time Kiowa hosted that great major championship. So Spieth, DJ, and Rory will be huge headliners come May at the PGA Championship.
Yeah. I was down there around Christmas, and it's just such a great setting, man. It's beautiful. I got to ask you this, Damon, before we let you go. Do you guys get to play the Masters afterwards at any point? Do they say, you guys just stick around? Do you get to play that thing or no?
I've played it twice. That was when I was a sports writer. They have a lottery for the media. I played in 02. I played in 09. But since I traded my pen and notepad for a television camera, I'm in a different bucket now. I can't even apply for the media lottery. So I'm thinking about quitting television and going back to sports writing just so I can get a sports
I doubt it. Now, wait a minute. Those checks are big. I doubt you're quitting now. Come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, who are you kidding?
No, as Eddie Murphy once said, baby, that's just jokes. That's just jokes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.